Bridgeport Times and Evening Farmer. Established 1790. Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thursday, August 19th, 1920. Price, 2 cents. Page 6. Editorial. Tennessee puts it over. Woman's suffrage became inevitable when men became intelligent enough to assure to women the same education granted to themselves. This, like every great evolution, has been of slow growth, measured against a man's individual life, but of rapid growth when considered against the infinitely enduring procession of time. The ballot was conferred upon women humbly at first. They were permitted to participate in school elections. They had it for municipal elections. Here and there, they were admitted to full share in national elections. The movement was worldwide. It affected China as much as it did the United States. This was necessarily so. This is one world, bound by general laws, which apply with about equal force to all nations. Since in China the degree of civilization was sufficient, Chinese thought had the same course as Occidental thought. The Times was the first daily newspaper in Connecticut to advocate votes for women. It is not entitled to any special credit for this. The world is divided into two groups, the conservative and the progressive, both necessary, the first to stability, the other to progress. When the Times came into the movement some 15 years ago, it was as certain as could be that the crusade for equal suffrage was nearing its triumphant victory. Women were voting in nearly every country. One seeing the first automobile would have little difficulty in predicating the use of many automobiles. One seeing the first state admit women to the ballot could as readily look forward to a time when every state would let women vote. The nearing triumph has laterally been shown by the speeding hosts of politicians who have been climbing aboard, as the saying is. Recently, there have been few men in public life so stupid as not to understand that women are about to vote. Even Senator Brandegee has appreciated the inevitability of the ballot revolution. His recent antagonism was not probably an antagonism of ignorance. He knew what was coming, but hoped to delay the advent of woman's power until he could receive another election. The recent history of the woman's movement augurs well for the share which women will take in the administration of American affairs, and, indeed, in the affairs of the world. The enfranchisement of half of the race is a reform of the magnitude vaster than any other which has been accomplished in so brief a period. It is the most sweeping and revolutionary addition to the governing power that has ever been made, taking into consideration the numbers of individuals affected, as well as the nature of the change which has been made. This sweeping revolution, made not against the opposition of rulers alone, but against those tremendous forces of human inertia which make all progress difficult, was accomplished without wars, without bloodshed, almost without disturbance. The militancy of women hardly rose beyond the stage of vivid advertising. For the most part, the cause has been promoted by persuasion, by process of calm reason, by appeal to those instincts of humanity and justice without which civilization could scarcely exist, much less make any progress. Thinkers are now concerned with the future of women's authority, rather than with the means by which it has been brought about. The tiny human atoms who get in the way of the laws of the universe are not especially to be blamed in this hour of triumph. A Brandegee or a Holcomb are what they are through environment, through inheritance, through long processes which it is impossible to see completely or altogether understand. Insofar as the class of which these men are a type are dispensed with by the new order, the motive is not of prejudice or of hatred. The elimination takes place simply because the machine does not function. The old machine serves its purpose, has its useful day. The new machine, product of wiser times and a higher efficiency of civilization, is installed, and production continues on a higher plane. It is not, therefore, the yesterday of women's suffrage which is interesting, but today and tomorrow and the long hereafter. What changes may be expected in the world, by reason of the new forces added to the helm, the consequences which flow from any change, however slight, are not immediately perceived. Centuries will not complete the changes which this single change will bring about. The early end of war may be predicated. Woman is the influence making for peace. Her half of the human mind, working with the other half, is the missing quantity necessary for rational settlements. Equal suffrage implies a general upward progress of the mind. While men were in the tribal state, and violence was continuous, and nobody dreamed of another settlement than war, women could not have attained the ballot, nor men the civilization necessary to endow them with the ballot. What woman will do is indicated by what she has done. Women could not have received the ballot unless they had previously been admitted to education. They could not have received the ballot unless they had achieved tremendous precedent influence in affairs. From the influence which they have before the vote, there would appear certain effects upon legislation, such as prohibition, laws raising the age of consent, laws like the Mann Act, laws to protect children, and the like. The home will be the central theme of legislation in the new regime, and the family the first consideration of the stateliness under the discipline of women. It will become a brighter, happier, more comfortable world, as a world should be, which is ruled by the whole instead of by half of its mind. The women of America are to be congratulated upon the leadership which brings them the victory at this time. Never into one group has more humanity, more vision, more eloquence, more intellectual power been gathered. The woman's movement has been led by women. Its great leaders are women. Its orators are women. Its statesmen are women. They are the equals of any other leadership of any other cause, without respect to place or time.